This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stomach. Have had since 5 this morning. My alarm went off. Jumped out of bed, fired up for a busy week, a lot going on. I did what I should never do, but I do almost 99% of the time. The moment my feet hit the floor. What do you think that is? Grab the phone, right? Got to grab the phone. Unplug it. And I had a bunch of texts from a buddy in Las Vegas. And they were chilling. They were very, very chilling because you get the news alerts on your phone, like the notifications. So I'm going through everything and it starts with those and his announcements, and you're just getting all of this sort of, a few hours after the fact. His to me said, shooting's going on right now in Vegas. We're in total lockdown mode. 2 dead. We can't move 10 feet. Police are all over the place. We can't move right now. These are all in different texts, giving me little bursts of information. Cops won't let us move at all. All I want to do is go to bed. They couldn't even go to bed. The cops say 2 people are dead for sure. Could be more. Don't know. So I reply, no, this is 5:05 by the time I reply. I said, I got the news from you before all the breaking news alerts. Were you at the concert? He said, no. We were going to go, but decided to watch Sunday football instead at the hotel. But our friends are there. Cops are everywhere. Lockdown mode 100%. No one can move. Security locking us down. This is unreal. News is still unfolding. He says the death count will rise. Our friends were there. Still haven't heard from them. It's horrid. I've texted them to at least let us know if you're okay. It's a bad deal. All circuits are busy. A little scared right now. Haven't heard from them. I'm afraid there'll be more deaths. 20 dead now. Several in critical condition. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. President Bush will speak at the bottom of the hour. We'll take that for you live. And welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henlon. And you no doubt heard this news. I'm curious if you, like me, have that pit in your stomach from this. I have a little different take on it. I will admit to initially thinking, oh, here we go again, ISIS. What I thought of was a concert in England. You know, this was the country music concert, but I was thinking, okay, trial run over there. Sure, here we go. And we don't know yet much about the motives of the shooter. A lot of guns in the 32nd floor of a hotel. He committed suicide, of course. Some reports he's anti-Trump and picked a country music concert to take out Trump fans kind of deal. I don't know. We'll know in due time. They're raiding his house right now and all of that'll come out. Somebody else texting us here what is the theory? One of our listeners, $20, says his Vegas shooter was a leftist. More than likely picked a country concert because he believed most of the people were there would be right-wing Trump supporters. I'd also bet the gun is a Russian-made full automatic or an AK-47 with a slide fire stock. I guess he had like 4, 5, or 6 guns in his hotel room. The rounds, the smoke from the rounds sent off the smoke detector. That's how they pinpointed, that saved lives, actually, because they got to him quicker. And he had a camera set up in the hallway so he'd know when the cops were there. Shot himself before they came in. They started shooting even before they broke the door down, I guess, but he was already dead. and his girlfriend, significant other, evidently now in custody as well. The vehicles involved are, you know, that's all the particulars. Here's what's on my mind this morning, if I can share a moment about what's on my mind. It's natural for us to want to know the reason this happened and search for the motives of the killer. And we do it in all of these. San Bernardino, what in the world? How could they do that? Child care, oh my gosh, you know, Christmas party, oh no, what, right? Club in Orlando, you know, all of these. You want to know. And I'm finding myself today wondering if it matters. Sure, it matters from the standpoint of, you know, there'll be all kinds of people now today. You'll get the gun grabbers going crazy again, going, hip, see, we told you, you know. No amount of gun legislation, no amount of laws of any kind, no amount of police force, no amount of terrorism surveillance can stop someone with a cold heart from doing bad things. The bottom line, folks, is there is good in this world and there's evil in this world. Thankfully, there's significantly more good than evil, especially in a country like ours that is so blessed to have the vast majority of people be guided by a belief that there is something beyond them that controls this world, that it isn't me, me, I, self, okay, and that you can just live in your little bubble. But some people get a hard heart, and they do evil things. And I think about the only fix is to say, take it on yourself to find the hard hearts in your universe and melt them. That's about the only fix. And you'll never get them all, I don't believe. We can try, but do you know what I mean? Because do you remember, we have a call about this, and I saw it one time, I forget where I saw it, I'm trying to track it down. A Harvard professor had some visiting folks from, I think, China, and they were all confused about the United States, and they didn't really get anything, and they said to the professor before they left, they said, you know, we finally figured this out. There's no amount of cops that can keep people from doing bad things, but you have more people that want to do good. And they just do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. I'm paraphrasing, but essentially we do. And until we don't, it's a pretty good place to live. Pretty great place to call home. And to the extent we all want things like Las Vegas to stop and what happened? Sure we do. We don't want to wake up to this. My gosh, think of that. 50-some families absolutely devastated. Another 400 injured, some of them, you know, with injuries that will impact the rest of their life. The amount of pain caused by one person's motivation to get these weapons up in a hotel room and shoot at people enjoying themselves at a country music concert is sick. It's evil. But there's always been good versus evil. Folks, it goes back to Adam and Eve. It goes back to Adam and Eve, for crying out loud. You remember Sunday school and Adam and Eve? Right? You can drink. You can eat anything you want. All of this is yours, except that tree. That's the forbidden fruit. Don't touch what's on that tree. In comes evil, slithering, the serpent saying, are you kidding? He's just saying that because he wants you to eat that. All right? That's evil. The snakes are there. The serpents are there. The evil is there. Your job is to wear the white hat and do your part to melt hearts where you can. And that's not hard. It's not hard to melt hearts. A smile can do that. A good word can do that. A lending hand can do that. You know, however people go bad, they go bad. Just do your part to take it on. Some will be too far gone, and they are. And this one obviously was. But you never know. Love to turn back the clock and say, well, where did that go so wrong? So here's what I would love to know from you today. We have a fun show today. Well, we had a jam-packed show with all kinds of things, and I've actually pared it back quite a bit to spend some time getting your thoughts on what happened in Las Vegas through this. And I have a question. I want to know how you, this is how I would explain this, and I did explain this to our no longer young daughter, the last one at home, the ninth grader this morning, we had this conversation. But if I had younger kids, I would explain this just like I just did. I want to know how you would. And maybe you have a different take on this. How do you explain this to your kids? How do you make sense of this? Are there words that can explain a cold-hearted mass shooting at a country music concert in Las Vegas? Come on. Tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell on vacation today, so you can text me at 701-367-2054. Somebody just did, said, Scott, you just said President Bush will speak at the bottom of the hour. Did you catch that, Rev? I didn't know I said that. But I'll trust you. Oh, and somebody else emailed. I thought our president is President Trump. Sorry. I stand corrected. President Trump speaks on this at the bottom of the hour, and you speak next. 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Join Scott Hannon for an unforgettable trip to New York City. It's a What's On Your Mind tour of one of the greatest cities in the world. You'll fly out of either Bismarck or Fargo on November 27th, and you'll return later that week after a great time in New York City. You'll get to see all kinds of amazing places like St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Union Square Market. You'll go on a dinner cruise. You'll see Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. Two great Broadway shows, The Phantom of the Opera, world-famous production there, and beautiful, The Carole King Musical. And you'll be in the first group ever to tour the new Fox and Friends studio. It'll be a great time with great people, and you'll remember it for the rest of your life. There's no better time than winter to be in New York City and enjoy the great sights and sounds there. 952-898-0008 is the number you need. 952-898-0008, and find out more or email grouptravelplanners@mail.com. grouptravelplanners@mail.com.
You've heard us say Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, Scott. This is Mike in Perm. Oh, boy. I can't believe this is happening. I really can't. What was this guy's motive, for heaven's sakes? What I'm wondering is, how did he get all this and all that ammunition up there? And nobody saw anything. Nobody figured it out. Nobody saw anything at all. I mean, he had to get it up there on an elevator. How in the world did all this happen? Good heavens.
all questions that are perfectly normal to ask. There's no doubt about that, and I would, you know, I don't know. Suppose I need to see the weapons, but suppose you could put them in a big duffel bag of some kind, right? You know, and people are taking things in and out of rooms in Vegas all the time. But I know this. In Las Vegas, there are surveillance cameras at, like, literally three-foot intervals. So they're gonna sort all that out, figure that out. No question. You know, and again, natural instinct, what? Oh, guns in hotel rooms. We better not open the windows, or we better not, you know. You're going to do all those things, but they're around the edges, in my mind. They're just around the edges. I don't know. I can't explain this, but this one has me thinking bigger than the usual sort of quick answers that we seem to want to search for. You know what I'm saying? What's your take on this at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bottom of the hour, Dave St. Peter is going to join us, president and CEO of the Minnesota Twins, Bismarck native. The Minnesota Twins made baseball history. They're heading to the playoffs. Season's done. And this is, wow. This is incredible. I can hardly wait for another great Twin season. And Senator Rich Wardner and Senate Majority Leader Al Carlson, the Majority Leader of the Senate and Senator Wardner and the House Majority Leader in Congressman Al Carlson will join us top of next hour. We're going to talk a little bit about some growing concerns over property tax statements that are showing up in your mailbox and the explanation behind that. Kind of a little campaign going on by the Democrats to suggest that the Republicans in the legislature who provided a whole lot of property tax relief are to blame. And I find it interesting that Democrats who always advocate for more spending try and politically get some gain out of, you know, the tax relief that's come from the House and the Senate and the governor, which, by the way, allows for additional spending, unfortunately. So they get their way there. They ought to be the biggest cheerleaders of this plan. I don't know why they're not. Yeah. Hillary Clinton is weighing in on this already. The former Secretary of State, presidential candidate, claiming this morning there would have been more deaths if the shooter had a silencer. This is on, did she say this on Twitter? Yeah. Imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get. This woman, can you even, I mean, please go away. Just go away. Get off the stage. We're tired of your excuses and twists and turns on what happened. Oh, my gosh, I can't even believe she'd do that. I really can't. Well, I can, unfortunately. This will be a big gun-grabbing deal. They'll go to it. And again, that's another reason to say, let's step back from this, folks, okay? Don't even engage in that kind of nonsense. Do what I say, not what I do. Ignore Hillary Clinton. Ignore. I don't even know why I paid attention to that breaking news alert. Because this one requires us to think a little bigger. And if you think I'm wrong, tell me. Another call. Go ahead and roll that one, Rev.
The definition of evil, as I heard it on RZIM, is the outworking of belief in a lie. And that explains a lot of problems that we have. Believing lies and evil comes in. So thank you.
Thank you for the call. Others welcome. 800-228-0550. Answers coming in, too, to the question I asked about how you explain this to your kids, or, you know, just how you make sense of what happened. CT says, the explanation begins with the existence of evil. If there is evil there, there has to be good. And the only one that is good is Christ. Tasha says, God only knows why this old man went crazy. Just pray for all and anyone that got hurt. Lana says, the world's gone crazy. Laurel says, the devil is loose and going crazy, doing crazy things through his fallen angels. Kenny says, Here comes Chuck and Nancy with their gun control. Kevin says, aren't fully automatic weapons already illegal? Kenny says, they don't know the difference. Kevin says, just like clockwork, the lefties are on a rant about this. Yeah, just ignore them. Really, please, just ignore them. I'm serious. I am so serious. Todd, not even working today, forwards this text. Todd, when will conservative-leaning people begin to demand that the left-leaning media stop stirring up people with fear? This turns out to be someone who has pushed over the edge by all of their rhetoric. The right needs to demand they stop, period. Report the news and then be quiet. They are killing people as readily as if they were pulling the trigger. Note from Margie in Margie's studio. Thank you, Margie. Good to hear from you. And you can text me, too, at 701-367-2054, so you don't have to bug poor Todd on his day off. But he doesn't mind sending it. He doesn't mind at all. What's your take on this? President Trump will speak in moments about this. Bill Hemmer's talking to Karl Rove about it right now. Let's listen in on this.
You know, I thought Brett made a wonderful point. I was watching our colleague Brett Baer on Friday night as he went through the week in review with snippets of what had happened just simply in the preceding 6 days. And, I mean, it was almost overwhelming. I don't think we've ever seen the opening months of a presidency in which the country has been roiled by so many things and has had to experience so many things and has suffered so much in the way of natural disasters. Not just one, not just two, but now three major hurricanes have hit the territory of the United States. And so, yeah, I think Brent is absolutely right. And look, a lot goes on in the life of the country no matter what. But we're in a new age in which between cable TV and social media and there just is so much information that's coming at us and so much information that we share with others about our own experiences in those moments that sometimes it's overwhelming. I wonder if as a country we actually can calm down and arrive at a point where the pace seems to be less. There seems to be, you know, enough for us to handle, but not too much. And this is going to simply add to it. I mean, this is...
You know, Carl's right, I think, about the pace at which the president's having to deal with all this, and I think that's just it coming at him. And I think, quite honestly, this president is the perfect one to take on what we're talking about here, that this is good versus evil. ISIS, by the way, breaking news, just claimed responsibility for the Las Vegas massacre now, saying that the shooter converted to Islam months ago. No evidence to that effect, but that's what they're saying. Usually ISIS is pretty accurate when they claim responsibility, and they are, for the shooting last night in Las Vegas. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. President Trump will speak shortly. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower and the Energy Conference. Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors parameters for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. All eyes are on the White House and the podium. President Trump is scheduled to speak in moments. I don't know if the announcement, or the news rather, the breaking news that we learned a moment ago will change that. That is, ISIS is now claiming responsibility for this. So I don't imagine the president will say much today about who's responsible. Just say the investigation. He's going to talk about those that have been killed and how awful this is, folks. Though I come back to the fact that just think about, as they were talking about before the break, everything that's happened. I mean, from the hurricanes to the showdown with North Korea to China and Iran, and I mean, you just layer it all on out there, okay? All the things that are going on, and I could list 100 things, and 100 of those things, yes, 10, 20 of them happen in every presidency, but 100 of them are happening in his first year as president. Do you think any of that's an accident? And I don't, number one. Number two, I can't think of anybody better to be there. I can't think of anybody better to be there right now. A street fighter. Steve Moore, one of his economic advisors, spoke last week in Grand Forks at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And he said, I've advised a lot of presidents over the years and a lot of politicians over the years. Most of them are pretty nice in public and SOBs in private. He said, Trump's the exact opposite. Everybody laughed. But and by the way, I've heard that from many, many people that are around the president a lot, that the president in a small group is very different than the president that's on the stage. And I think he sees himself as a fighter. This comes from being this New York City developer who, by the way, as big as Trump is small compared to the really big boys in New York. So he lived his life fighting, scrapping for everything. Again, put yourself in the perspective of New York City. So when you're in a battle, who more do you want than that? Great team around him? I don't know. Maybe I'm a little more philosophical than I should be today on a day with a tick-tock of a horrific event, but I'm I'm pulling back from that, seeing it in a bigger picture. And fascinated at your take. There's something wrong with our phone lines, I guess. They just told me. And so for now, you need to leave a message when you call. I'll give you this number, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. That's the 24/7 line. When you push 1, you can leave a message. And when you press 2, you can chat with us live on the air, although I don't know if you're going to get through right now. That's what they're telling me. All right. Kind of an unfortunate day for that, but, you know, things happen. Things are much worse in Las Vegas. We won't complain. And you can text me, of course, anytime, 701-367-2054. One little announcement while we await the president here. You know, I mentioned last week that our deadline was near. It was supposed to be today, as a matter of fact, for New York City. And we still had 8 or 10 seats. I forget the number. I think we had 10, and then now we have 8. But they extended the deadline for us to keep this price, to keep the timeline to October 12th. So we have a few more days. And I said, you know what we should do? We used to do this years ago, haven't for a while, but we should set up a spot where folks can come ask questions. Because a lot of you text or email questions, and, you know, it's tough to respond to everybody. This way, just if you're at all interested in the New York City trip, thinking, do I want to do this? Do I not? You know, what kind of things do we do? What do we do here? Just a good way for you to ask questions. We have set up a little info session at the Peacock Alley in Bismarck tomorrow night from 6 until 8 p.m. My wife, Maria, will be with me. So even if you're not interested in coming to Las Vegas, you just want to meet the love of my life, Maria, she'll be there. We'll have some other friends there that have been on previous trips. And by the way, Maria's the one to talk to anyway. She's the New York City tour guide. She's just like, loves it. I think she's north of a dozen times she's been there. Maybe more. I mean, just absolutely loves it. And so Maria and I will be there. Again, this will be tomorrow night, Peacock Alley, Bismarck. That's 422 East Main Avenue. And I'm telling you, the best beef on the planet Earth. You can't even believe it. Dale and his team there, they just do a fabulous job. It's fantastic. So I'm looking forward to a great Peacock Alley meal and meeting some fine listeners 6 until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. We're going to do it in Fargo on Wednesday. Have to do it a little bit earlier. It's Wednesday night. It's church night, right? Got to teach the kids. Haley and I are teaching religious ed this year. It is so fun. I haven't talked about it on the air. We have second graders. I'm telling you, last Tuesday, you get there about 6:15. The kids come at 6:30, and it ends at 7:45. 7:45, Rev, I'm not kidding you. 7:45 last Wednesday night, I felt like I'd done 20 talk shows in a row. And for any parents listening, it was not for your kids. I'm just trying to, you know, I want to get this right. The kids were great. They were soaking it all up, and, you know, it was a lot of fun. So anyway, the Wednesday night meet and greet down New York City info session in Fargo, Pizza Ranch. They have that little meeting room there. We'll be there from 4:30 until 5:45. Pizza Ranch in Fargo, 4480 23rd Avenue South. So again, Tuesday, October 3rd, that's tomorrow night. Tuesday, tomorrow, 6 to 8, Peacock Alley, Bismarck. Wednesday, 4:30 to 5:45, Pizza Ranch, Fargo. Little meet and greet on New York City. We'll give you, you know, the brochures to take home because you'll have plenty of time still to meet the deadline. You'll have like over a week to decide, so plenty of time for sure. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. No, I got to stop giving that number because it's not working. 855-200-1776. Extension 1 to leave a message and 2 to maybe chat with us on the air. One word for the shooter, says an emailer. Coward. True. John says Maria could be dubbed the Carol Juven of New York City. That's right. Carol Juven is the Norway master. We saw him at Husfest. My wife, the New York City Carol Juven. I like it. I like it. I like it. Trump will push harder for border control, and the typical pee-in-the-pants libs will whine. Okay, we're waiting for Trump, as you can tell. Scott, there's only one explanation. Brandon sends this note, a Minnesota listener. There is only one explanation to describe what happened in Las Vegas, and you nailed it right on the nose. It's just plain pure evil in someone's heart who obviously didn't know the good Lord, didn't know Jesus, and let the devil overtake his mind. We also have to think of his family and how his actions are going to affect their lives negatively. And to blame this on guns is ludicrous. Take away the guns, and they'll just use vehicles or whatever else they can get their hands on. There will always be evil in this world no matter what you do. There will. Thankfully, again, thank you, Brandon, we have more good than evil in the U.S., the greatest country on the face of the earth. But that good is going to have to rise up to take on this evil. That's what's going to happen, folks. No doubt about it. You know, I just miss the callers, Rev. You got to shoot me some more. Not talking to the callers is like cutting my arm off here. Cutting my arm right, right off. We postponed Dave St. Peter because we thought the president was about to speak, and he's now 10 minutes late. So that would normally not be a problem when I'm talking to our fine listeners, but the phones break.
Yeah.
Did the sniper get those too?
Very nice of him. Yeah.
I got a lot of texts, though, so I'll get back to the text. 701-367-2054. One other thing that Brandon said that I wanted to talk about. We also have to think of his family and how his actions are going to affect them. Now people are calling my phone. You can't call my phone. I can't turn that way. You need to text my phone. Text the phone and call 855-200-1776, extension 1. I heard a report, and I forget where I heard it in all the chaos this morning, where the brother did an interview. The brother of the shooter did an interview, said they had no idea. Absolutely flabbergasted. Just, you know, a good guy going about his life. Lived down the street from his mom, and his mom and the son were like completely perplexed about this. Interesting. Follow the money, says another texter. Was he paid? Family get a big deposit? Offshore accounts? People are motivated by money and family security. Follow the money to get more answers. Could just be a nut job. Could have been persuaded by money. You know, I noticed that Fox News is not reporting yet what other news outlets are reporting, and that is ISIS has claimed credit for this. And they're saying that he was a recent, what did I say? Let me find the exact deal here. Loss? No, that's old. I can't find it. I'll find it here. Somebody else wants me to explain the Hillary comment on the silencer. Well, Hillary Clinton tweeted today a few things, but one of them she said, this is a while ago, okay, our grief isn't enough. We can and must put politics aside, stand up to the NRA, and work together to try and stop this from happening again. How in the world can you say that in the same sentence? We can and must put politics aside, stand up to the NRA, and work together to try to stop this from happening again. That's politics. You're blaming the gun, not the person that used it, which is why you lost. See, you're getting me going again on her. I don't even want to. Then she said the crowd fled at the sound of gunshots. Imagine the death if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get. This woman thinks she's still going to be president, folks. She still thinks she's going to be president. I mean, that is the most deranged thing I've ever seen in my life to say. I can't even believe it. I can't. I can't even believe it. So I hope that helps you. Another, has the press said if he's a Democrat or Republican yet? I haven't seen that. Can I go back and say none of this matters? None of this matters? In other words, the motives and the what kind of gun and did he have a silencer or not, or, you know, all of the things you're understandably thinking because we do after all of them. Big picture. Hard hearts. Certainly if there's a terrorist element here, you double down on those efforts. With the homegrown ISIS crew, but stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Need a snack? Head for PetroServe USA. Get the king-size Mars brand candy bars for 69 cents. Or Jack Link's sticks, the 2-ounce size, $1.89. The Kellogg's Cheez-It 3-ounce bags are only 79 cents. How about some Red Bull, 2 for $5? Or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese on white. The Deli Club, oven roasted turkey and cheese on wheat. Your choice, $2.29. all month long at PetroServe USA. You need a great deal for lunch, dinner, for breakfast? Head for PetroServe USA. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. And, of course, when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you're filling up by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Right there at a PetroServe USA location near you. Register to win $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the impact a workplace driver safety program has on an employee off the job.
If I can get my employee to take what they learned and take it home, especially in a driving environment, and make them so that they're modeling safe behavior for their kids and their family members, that's going to be multi-generational. Just like our kids learn everything else from us, they also pay attention when you're using your cell phone, when you're on the, you know, driving, and when you're not wearing your seatbelt, when you're doing anything else that's dangerous. They're going to model that behavior as soon as they have the opportunity to get a license, and then they're going to have hurdles to overcome too. And so there's an extra benefit for the family there as well.
To learn more about implementing a driver safety program in your workplace, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Love our callers, and we normally, spend a lot of time with our callers, but we had a little issue there. We did get some of the folks when you call off the air. The best line to call off the air is the 855. Just keep that in your speed dial, folks, because you can always get us. 855-200-1776. That's extension 1. Leave a message. 2 to chat with us live on the air. But the phones are now working again, so you can call the regular number. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. We do love our callers. They make the show. That's why it's called What's on Your Mind. It's a conversation every day. Great wisdom. Love it. And our friends at Delta help us celebrate our callers, because if you're in the oil field, and you're in the oil business, you're out there drilling, you need a turnkey well site solution, one call does it all. You got to call Delta first, because they have the global solution for the oil and gas industry that is working so well. DeltaConstructors.net. Call them at 406-250-8151. Go ahead and roll that. Chad, what's on your mind?
Energy Partners, that was great that they gave us $15 million. At the bottom of their heart, because just think about this, is that they also pay property taxes for these pipelines. They pay employee taxes. They pay a lot of things, which is great.
Donald Trump is taking the stage to address what happened last night in Las Vegas. Let's pick it up.
Thank you. My fellow Americans, we are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief. Last night, a gunman opened fire on a large crowd at a country music concert in Las Vegas, Nevada. He brutally murdered more than 50 people and wounded hundreds more. It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops. I want to thank the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and all of the first responders for their courageous efforts and for helping to save the lives of so many. The speed with which they acted is miraculous and prevented further loss of life. To have found the shooter so quickly after the first shots were fired is something for which we will always be thankful and grateful. It shows what true professionalism is all about. Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the sudden loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, a brother or sister. We cannot fathom their pain. We cannot imagine their loss. To the families of the victims, we are praying for you, and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period. Scripture teaches us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We seek comfort in those words, for we know that God lives in the hearts of those who grieve. To the wounded who are now recovering in hospitals, we are praying for your full and speedy recovery and pledge to you our support from this day forward. In memory of the fallen, I have directed that our great flag be flown at half-staff. I will be visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday to meet with law enforcement, first responders, and the families of the victims. In moments of tragedy and horror, America comes together as one, and it always has. We call upon the bonds that unite us, our faith, our family, and our shared values. We call upon the bonds of citizenship, the ties of community, and the comfort of our common humanity. Our unity cannot be shattered by evil. Our bonds cannot be broken by violence. And though we feel such great anger at the senseless murder of our fellow citizens, it is our love that defines us today and always will, forever. In times such as these, I know we are searching for some kind of meaning in the chaos, some kind of light in the darkness. The answers do not come easy. But we can take solace knowing that even the darkest space can be brightened by a single light. And even the most terrible despair can be illuminated by a single ray of hope. Melania and I are praying for every American who has been hurt, wounded, or lost the ones they love so dearly in this terrible, terrible attack. We pray for the entire nation to find unity and peace, and we pray for the day when evil is banished and the innocent are safe from hatred and from fear. May God bless the souls of the lives that are lost. May God give us the grace of healing, and may God provide the grieving families with strength to carry on. Thank you. God bless America.
That is his best speech ever, by far. What comforting words in a time of tragedy. President Donald Trump on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.